Dave Portnoy criticizes George Clooney for revealing Biden is a vegetable weeks after fundraiser. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 10, 2024. Dave Portnoy, the founder of Barstool Sports, criticized actor George Clooney for releasing an op-ed calling for President Joe Biden to withdraw from the presidential race, weeks after holding a fundraiser for Biden. In a video posted to X, Portnoy slammed Clooney for releasing an op-ed in the New York Times stating that Biden, whom he held the star-studded fundraiser for 3 weeks ago, was the same man at his party as Americans had witnessed at the debate on June 27 against former President Donald Trump. The Hollywood fundraiser, which also featured actress Julia Roberts and late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel, raised more than $30 million for the Biden campaign, according to ABC News. Portnoy described Biden as being a vegetable and went on to mock Clooney for just now coming out with this information. George Clooney, what a f-king hero this guy is, Portnoy began. Comes forward today. Now this guy, Clooney, threw a fundraiser, raised tens of millions, co-chair for Biden, 3 weeks ago. Today, he comes out, he's like, guess what? The guy you saw in the debate? That vegetable? That's f-king Biden, he's a vegetable. He was a vegetable 3 weeks ago. Portnoy continued to criticize Clooney for acting as if he was doing some heroic thing by implying that a presidential candidate in a seemingly vegetable state could not run for president. So, what, George? If he didn't do the debate, Biden, and wasn't a vegetable, you were just going to keep your mouth shut? Portnoy continued. Like, what's the deal there? And, by the way, if you just found out Biden was a vegetable 3 weeks ago, where have you been for 2 years? Everyone knows he's a f-king vegetable. The guy can't get on an office stage without getting lost, Portnoy continued. He talks about dead people like he had lunch with them yesterday. He can't f-king ride his bike without falling down. He can't get up and down f-king Air Force One without taking a tumble. No shit, he's a vegetable, he's been a vegetable for 2 f-king years. Democrats don't f-king care. In Clooney's op-ed in the New York Times, the actor stated that he loved Biden and considered him a friend but added that Democrats were not going to win the presidential election with Biden. I love Joe Biden. As a senator. As a vice president and as president. I consider him a friend, and I believe in him. Believe in his character. Believe in his morals. In the last 4 years, he's won many of the battles he's faced. But the one battle he cannot win is the fight against time. None of us can. It's devastating to say it, but the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe Big F-ing Deal Biden of 2010. He wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. Was he tired? Yes. A cold? Maybe. But our party leaders need to stop telling us that 51 million people didn't see what we just saw. We're also terrified by the prospect of a second Trump term that we've opted to ignore every warning sign. The George Stephanopoulos interview only reinforced what we saw the week before. As Democrats, we collectively hold our breath or turn down the volume whenever we see the president, whom we respect, walk off Air Force One or walk back to a mic to answer an unscripted question. Clooney's op-ed comes after Biden's lackluster debate performance where he appeared to freeze, spoke with a hoarse voice, and was unable to get through his prepared closing statement without making errors. In the aftermath of the debate, several donors and Democrats have come out calling for Biden to step aside and withdraw from the presidential race. Several Democrats, voters, and donors have also questioned if Biden is able to serve another term. While Biden has continued to receive rising pressure to withdraw from the race, he and his campaign have maintained that he is not dropping out.